This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There are more Coloradans in the hospital with COVID-19 now than at any other time in the last 2 months. Here's CPR's John Daly.
144 Coloradans with confirmed COVID-19 cases are now hospitalized. That's about double the number from a month ago and the most since mid-March. It's far below previous waves, but the number has been rising for the last 5 weeks, and the state projects it could hit 500 or more next month. The positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, is now at 8.7%, well above the key 5% threshold. A super transmissible Omicron subvariant is thought to be fueling the growth in cases. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The latest on COVID in Colorado is at CPR.org. Traffic deaths are up in Denver, which is in line with higher numbers around the country. Denver City Council member Robin Kanish says the city is not on track to meet a goal of zero traffic deaths by 2030.
Well, our community is failing. We're failing those who've died, we're failing those who've been injured, and we're failing those who don't have the mobility options they need, whether it's because they can't afford them or they don't feel safe to choose them. We are not yet living up to the vision we have as a city.
And he says the answer is more protected bike lanes, sidewalks, and public transit. And she says drivers need to slow down. Nationwide, new numbers from the federal government show U.S. traffic deaths are at a 16-year high. Parkview Health System in Pueblo will close its inpatient adult psychiatric unit. The Chieftain reports the hospital hasn't set a specific date for the closure, but that the 25-bed unit has seen a drop in patients. The hospital's outpatient behavioral health services will continue. Carbon capture is coming to Colorado. Two corn ethanol plants will begin removing that greenhouse gas from production and storing it underground.
I think it's going to be a huge win so that we're able to show this can get done.
The technology is new, but it could have potential in Colorado. And there's more on that a little later in this hour. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.